Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A. I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Devin Gay.
And I'm Connor Henriksen. Together, we make the Trinity Force of Hosts for Press A to Play.
In this episode, we'll be showing off the music of one of the most popular competitive games of all time, League of Legends.
It's incredibly popular. There's this massive fan base because it's got such an addictive gameplay loop, and it's constantly growing and evolving.
We'll kick it all off on a windswept bridge, spanning a massive crevasse. You and four allies must defend your side from a bloodthirsty foe. Welcome to the Howling Abyss.
Thank you.
That was Frozen Legends and Wild Abyss from League of Legends by Riot Games, based in Los Angeles.
These two were made for a special game mode, not even the normal map, but they hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah, so normally, you and your enemy are separated by three lanes, which forces your team of five to split up. But the map those songs play on, it has just one single bridge, bottlenecking everyone into a straight line that both teams have to duke it out on.
It's less of a chess match and more like a 5v5 bare-knuckle boxing.
Wait, so we're doing this whole episode on League of Legends, and you didn't even start with a track from the main game?
That is correct.
Connor's our expert when it comes to League. We're just going to have to trust him. Up next, though, we do have some music from the game's main map, Summoner's Rift.
Thank you.
That was a medley of tracks from Summoner's Rift by the Riot Games music team. You're listening to Press A to Play from Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Devin.
I'm Angeli.
And I'm Connor. Summoner's Rift is the main map in League, a lush forest with a river and creatures. The music really reflects that difference with the bird calls and the relatively serene beginning.
And that medley reflects the course of one League match. It walks you through the relatively calm early game, getting more intense and frantic as fights become more frequent and more deadly, eventually ending with, hopefully, victory.
And then you queue up for another game and do it all over again. League of Legends, it's not a big, long, story-driven game. It's treated more like a sport. It's got an ongoing series of matches where you have to destroy the enemy's base over and over again.
If it's just the same game over and over again, how do they keep things fresh?
One of the big ways is through a massive cast of characters called champions, all with different abilities and personalities. The game was first beta tested in early 2009. It had 17 champions then. As of this recording, there are 169 to choose from.
Whoa, that is way too many to keep track of, especially since you have to know what every single one does so you can play against it.
Yep, it's a lot.
That's great for us, though, because almost every champion has their own music. And fair warning, that music spans a wide variety of genres, from pop punk and K-pop to metal and stadium rock.
And we've got a few champion themes to listen to now, but let's start with a fan favorite, Get Jinxed, featuring Norwegian rock band Djerv.
Ready? child in Valoran has heard the tale before about the cursed mummy boy who felt his heart no more. So sad and lorn, the helpless lad, Amumu was his name. He ventured out to find a friend and learn about his bane.
That was a whole bunch of Champions themes from League of Legends. You heard The Curse of the Sad Mummy, Azir, the Emperor of the Sands, Braum, the Heart of the Freljord, and Get Jinxed, featuring Norwegian rock band D'Erve.
They can get away with making the Champions themes all really unique because you don't actually hear any of them while you're playing the game.
What? Why?
Competing requires a lot of focus, but Riot still needs some amount of storytelling and world building and promotion to get people's attention. And that all happens through social media and on the game's homepage.
And it's really important that promotional materials are engaging because League is a free game. The way Riot makes money is by selling skins. Okay, that sounds super morbid, but it just means players buy different outfits for their characters.
And I bet that means leaning into more popular styles of music, right?
Precisely. Get Jinxed has a pop-punk sound. Curse of the Sad Mummy is a folk-inspired singer-songwriter track.
The game has worldwide attention, and it's massive in Korea. So naturally, the biggest influences on the game's sound these days have been hip-hop and K-pop.
Boom, two, fast, I'm moving in slow-mo. I'm a god, but I actually don't know. Homie, better put your pride aside. I'm a Benz, get more like a Volvo. Your best stuff looks like my worst. Synapses, fire, and burst. Got the whole crew with me, about to do damage. You know we ain't average. I ain't gonna set it again, but it's in my time. Better look in my eyes. I'm a genius in the skies, with my heart on my sleeve. You force you a block to a king in his prime. Everybody got a line. Sit back with the stars in line. I finesse like my life on the nine. Was a diamond in the rough, and now I shine.
No one could stop us, they'll try, but they won't. Ay, nada nos puede parar. Oh no. You can't hang with that. So the job bitchy, we get that money. Mom to the ana, once we go, like a don't own. Then the motum, be a belly dialya. No more data, wow. True damage, we do it. True damage, we'll drink it. More than shit, get. Eat and cheat them. My crew, make the beat. I, no one can stop us, they'll try, but they won't. I, nada nos puede parar. Oh no.
Reclined. When I damage your delicate spine, please don't act out, shy and surprise. They be like, what you mean? What is your winning scheme? I got a giant team, big as my self-esteem. Run it back, run it back, run it, man. They think they go hard, I'm like, come again. You run out of time and I'm busting in. While you stumbling, I got this blade in my hand for your punishment.
We're wide awake.
I'm not
Pop Stars by KDA, and before that, Giants by True Damage.
Both True Damage and KDA are real-ish bands. They're made up of League of Legends characters who are each played by a real-world artist. And of course, each band has its own in-game outfits.
Oh, an in-game music group, just like that metal band we heard in our last Grab Bag episode. What was it called?
Yes, Pentakill. Great idea, Anjali. Here's Thornmail. Good. Yeah. That was Thornmail by Pentakill.
You always find a way to drag us back to metal.
Yeah, I have my ways.
Okay, so we've heard music made by virtual bands that were basically made up for the game. Have any real-world bands written music for it?
I'm glad you asked. That's kind of a big deal in the Leagueverse. Since it's such a massively popular game, of course, some big musicians also play it. One such is Porter Robinson. So here's a track he made for League of Legends, Everything Goes On. Thank you.
make yourself remember. Darling, don't look for me, I'm just a story you've been told. So let's pretend a little longer, 'cause when we're gone, everything goes on.
That was Everything Goes On, made by Porter Robinson for League of Legends, and you're listening to Press A to Play from Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Connor.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Angeli. You know, that song jogged my memory a bit. Isn't Imagine Dragons also really into League of Legends?
Yeah, didn't they play one of their songs at a championship or something?
Yeah, they debuted a song in a music video promoting Worlds 2014, and that kicked off a trend of Riot creating or commissioning a song for every Worlds.
And those are big live events, right?
Yeah, Worlds is the shorthand term for the big end-of-season tournament for the professional League of Legends scene. The best teams from all over the globe come together to compete for the Summoner's Cup.
Well, then it only makes sense that a massive event like that would have its own stadium rock anthem. Here's the song that started it all, Warriors by Imagine Dragons.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away, but you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you, you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change, but it was just a dream. Come when you have to
spirit never dies. Farewell, I've gone to take my throne above. But don't weep for me, 'cause this will be the labor of my love.
That allows for my mind to run around with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the stories that I told. When my back is to the world that was smiling when I turned.
Being a wreck of emotions, ready to go whenever you let me know. The road is long, so put the pedal into the flow. The energy on my trail, my energy unavailable. I'ma tell it my silhouette go. Hey, when I fly on my drive to the top, I've been out of shape, thinking out the box, I'm an astronaut. I blasted off the planet, rock that caused catastrophe, and it matters more because I had it. Now I had, I thought about wreaking havoc on an opposition. Kinda shocking, they want a static with precision. I'm automatic, quarterback, I ain't talking second. Pack it up, I don't panic, batter up. Who the baddest, it don't matter, 'cause we is your
Everybody wants to be my enemy.
My enemy,
I swear I'll never be a saint. Look out!
That was Warriors, the 2014 Worlds theme, followed by Enemy by Imagine Dragons and JID. Enemy was the theme song for the Emmy Award-winning animated series Arcane, a collaboration between Riot and Netflix.
Arcane is a fantastic show. So Riot decided to branch out into other forms of media, and they managed to completely reignite the industry for adult-oriented animation with one of the best animated series in years.
Yeah, I absolutely love that series. I had to rewatch the entirety of season one before season two started just to get back into it. And we're running short on time for this episode, but I have one more trick up my sleeve. We heard the world's anthem that started the trend, but there's just one a few years younger that in my mind stands above the rest. Legends Never Die, featuring Against the Current. I wouldn't feel right about this episode without playing that one. So, Anjali, take us out.
This has been Press A to Play, a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Original music by Austin Schlichting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. You can learn more at nwpb.org/press A. I'm Anjali.
I'm Devin.
I'm Connor.
And remember, legends never die.
Legends never die. When the world is calling you, can you hear them screaming out your name? Legends never die. They become a part of you. Every time you play for reaching greatness, relentless, you survive.